Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Jesus talks about this world as being like nighttime. And when He comes, it will be like daytime. That day will never end because there's no nighttime there. It will be an everlasting day, like in our song. In just a little while, we are going home.
Let us sing a song that will cheer us by the way. In a little while we're going home. For the night dwelling in the everlasting day. In a little while we're going home. In a little while, we shall cross the perilous foam. We shall meet at last when the stormy winds are past.
The five books of the Bible that we are learning this week is 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus. Good. Let's say it all together. Let's say it three times through. Are you ready? 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus. One more time. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus. Good job. Let's start at the beginning. Matthew. Here we go, all the way through. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus. Great job. I am proud of you. Let's go ahead and get started with our Bible lesson. Hello, boys and girls. I'm glad that you are back with me today. It is our last day to study the signs that Jesus taught his disciples and us about what would happen before he comes back. It's important to know, isn't it? We don't want to be caught unprepared. We want to be ready when Jesus comes. And we can, because he has told us what will happen before he comes. But before we get into that, let's pray and ask him to be with us. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for your spirit and your love in our hearts. Help us to understand what you would have us to learn today. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you remember the signs that Jesus told his disciples would happen before he came? There would be false Christs and false prophets. There would be wars and rumors of wars. There would be earthquakes. There would be famines. Families would turn against each other. The sun would turn dark. The moon would turn red. The stars would fall from heaven. Wickedness would increase and get worse. Have we seen those happen? We have. We know that his coming is near. Jesus told his disciples many things about the future. When he told them about leaving the city of Jerusalem before it would be destroyed, you can be sure that they listened carefully. Remember, what he was telling them was for the future, right before he came back, but there were also signs for what would happen right before the destruction of Jerusalem and how his people could be safe. Even after Jesus was killed, God still gave the people a chance to choose his kingdom. He gave the Jews an extra chance. Some of the priests and rulers did choose Jesus. They chose to follow him, but Unfortunately, many of them did not. After some time, the followers of Jesus became known as Christians. Did you know that Christians has the word Christ in it? Christians. It's like we are people who follow Christ. Christians. That was their new name. But the religious leaders still did not like them. They did cruel things to them. They killed some of them, and they might have killed all of them if God had not protected them. There was terrible fighting among the people. Even in Jerusalem, the different religious leaders were fighting against each other. There was jealousy, there was hatred, there was strife, there was rebellion and murder. Did you know that that's what happens when people choose Satan? God had given them a chance to repent, but when they didn't repent, God left them to the leader that they had chosen. Who was that? That was Satan. What happens when there's no peace, when there's no happiness that only comes from God? Well, then there's envy, there's strife, there's jealousy, there's hatred. Parents would betray their children, and children would betray their parents. It was a very scary time because they didn't know who they could trust, who they could count on. But that is exactly what happens when God is not in our life. If we don't have Jesus in our heart and in our life, we will be just like that. Finally, nearly 40 years after Jesus had warned about it and told about it, a Roman army came and surrounded Jerusalem. Nobody could go in. Nobody could go out. They were trapped. But guess what happened? Cestus, the Roman leader, unexpectedly abandoned the siege. A siege is where an army camps around a city so that nobody can come in and out. And that means eventually the people will starve because there's no food, no supplies to get into the city. Well, the Christians were in that city, and they remembered what Jesus had said, that there would be a special sign. I want you to look at it. In Luke chapter 21, verse 20, go to the book of Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Then you find chapter 21. That's towards the back of the book. Chapter 21. Luke chapter 21 and then verse 20. The verses are the little numbers. Go ahead and find verse 20. If you need more time, pause the recording and then press play when you're ready again. Here we go. Luke chapter 21, verse 20. What did Jesus warn? What was that warning that he gave them?
But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know desolation is near.
He told them that when they see the city of Jerusalem surrounded, they could know that what's about to happen, the desolation is near. Was the city being destroyed yet? No, but it was a sign. Okay, so they saw that. Jesus said this is what's going to happen. When they saw that sign, how quickly were the Christians to leave Jerusalem? Let's look at Matthew chapter 24, verse 16. We're going to flip back to Matthew. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 24, and then you're going to look up verse 16, and we're going to read 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. There's five verses. Matthew chapter 24, verse 16 through 20. What does that say?
Then let those who are Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back and get his clothes. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath.
He said, when you see this happen, get ready. And then flee to the where? The mountains. If they were on the housetop, what were they supposed to do? Go. Don't go back for a coat. Don't stop for anything. Go. Pray that your flight is not on the Sabbath or in winter. Just go. Well, the Romans had surrounded the city. Cestius, the Roman leader, unexpectedly abandoned the siege. That means he left. He took his army and he left all of a sudden. The Christians knew, that's our sign. That's our sign. The Jews in the city were ready. They were ready to surrender. They were all prepared, but all of a sudden the army is gone. Where did they go? They were just gone. Guess who worked this out? Who do you think worked that out? God did. You're right. That was the sign. The Christians escaped. They got out. Not one of them stopped. And no one stopped them. The Jews didn't stop them. They were unmolested. The Romans were gone. The Jews were gone because they were all out chasing the Romans. And they started fighting the Romans. And while those Jews were gone, then guess what? There was no one to stop the Christians. They had their opportunity to escape the city. There was no one to stop them, just like Jesus said. There were no enemies in the whole countryside all around. So the Christians fled to beyond the Jordan, to the city of Pella. The Jews, they were so excited that the Romans were gone that they decided that they were going to chase after them and they were going to fight them. So that's what they did. They ran out after the Romans, chased them, and ended up starting to fight against them. When they attacked those Romans, it was really, really hard for the Romans to get away. In fact, they were almost wiped out. But they finally did. They were able to pull back enough, and the Jews were so happy. They're like, yay, we had a victory. They went back to their city with plunder and spoils and all kinds of this cocky attitude. We won, we won. You don't know anybody like that, do you? They were so proud of the way they had fought that they had defeated their enemy. They were victorious. Now Titus came back with the Roman army to continue the siege once again. He brought his army back and surrounded the city. It was during the Passover, so there were millions of Jews who were there in the city. They had been visiting from other places to celebrate the Passover. The city of Jerusalem had not kept their stores of food. Everyone began to starve. The cupboards were bare. There was no food in the stores. There was no food coming into the city. The people were starving. They would even sneak out of the city at night and try to find plants to eat. But most of them were captured and killed by the enemy. But if they did make it back into the city, other people that were there would rob them of the food that they had snuck out and been able to find. The parents would take a morsel of bread from their children and eat it themselves. The children would snatch bread away from their parents. There was thieving. There was robbery. It happened all the time. And finally, the Romans came in and destroyed the temple. But God had warned his people. He had told them how to make their escape, when to make their escape. And did you know that he protected them? That Roman army came right back, but there was not one Christian that was in that city, and not one Christian died. They were given instruction when to flee, and they made their escape completely unharmed. Wow. They had done just what Jesus had said to do, and God had protected them. Did you know that there will come a time, sometime in the future, before Jesus comes, when we will need to trust and rely on God? When he will tell us when it is time to flee, and when it is that time, he will protect us. You can ask one of your parents or a Sabbath school teacher to tell you more about it. But God protected the Christians when they escaped from Jerusalem. God will protect us. Psalm 27:5 says, "In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock." In the time of trouble, he will be there for you. We just need to ask him and trust him and keep learning those signs so that we know when it is time to flee. I want to be prepared when Jesus comes. I want to be so connected with him that when he says something, I will follow it. How about you? Let's pray and ask him to be with us. Lord, come into our hearts and help us to trust you, to follow you, to put our confidence in you. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were thrown to the flames, but you were with them. For Daniel, who was thrown to the lions, you were with him. For Esther, who went before the king to save her people, help us to be brave and to have that faith. We love you, Lord. Amen. It is time for our memory verse song. I hope you've been learning it and enjoying it this week. We can know that Jesus' coming is near by the signs that he told us, and we're seeing those signs all around us. Let's go ahead and sing it together.
Luke 21:31.
When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. When you see
kids, we have a new program coming up in a few weeks, and so we need your help. Are you ready? We want to answer your Bible questions straight from the Bible. So if you have a question that you've been wondering about, we want you to write to us and ask us that question, and then we are going to use it in our upcoming podcasts. Are you excited? I am. I want you to write to me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. That's seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. We look forward to hearing your Bible question and being able to answer it in our upcoming programs.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.